Chapter 10. A Shock for Densha. After Kate left Venice with Aunt Maud, Densha could not stop thinking about her. She had done as she had promised, and they had spent a wonderful afternoon alone together at his lodgings. So Densha did as he had promised Kate, and went to see Millie every day. Millie was always delighted to see him. Densha told her that he had decided to stay in Venice because he was writing a book.
"A book?" said Millie. "That's interesting. I hope that I'm not interrupting your work."
"Of course not," replied Densha.
"Please don't forget that Susan and I are still waiting for you to invite us to tea," said Millie.
Densha did not want Millie and Mrs. Stringham to come to his lodgings. He did not want any other woman to come there except for Kate. His memories of their afternoon together were very special. But he did not want to be rude. "Are you sure that you're well enough to leave the palazzo?" he asked Millie.
"So you believe that I'm very ill?" asked Millie.
She stopped smiling and stared at Densha. Densha's face turned red. "I'll believe what you tell me," he said.
"Well then," said Millie, "I'm feeling very well. If I want to live, I can."
Densha felt sorry that he had upset Millie. "Well, if it helps you to live, of course you and Mrs. Stringham must come to my lodgings," he said. But Millie now realized that he did not want her to come.
"We won't come," she said. "But please, stay in Venice."
"Yes, I'll stay," said Densha.
"Good," said Millie. "Now, tell me more about your book."
"I'm not really writing a book," Densha said. Suddenly, he was happy to tell Millie part of the truth.
"Then what are you doing here?" Millie asked, surprised.
"I don't know what I'm doing," Densha said slowly.
"I'm asking too many questions," Millie said pleasantly. "You're staying because you have to."
"Yes, I'm staying because I have to." Densha smiled at Millie. "And isn't it enough to stay here just for you?"
"You must decide that,"
Millie smiled back. Densha was doing exactly what Kate wanted. She had told him to stay in Venice and ask Millie to marry him. Densha loved Kate very much, but he did not feel good about her plan. He was deceiving a sweet, innocent girl who was very sick. He continued visiting Millie every day for 3 weeks. But then, suddenly, everything changed. One afternoon, when he arrived at the palazzo, he was met by a servant.
"I'm sorry," said the man, "but Miss Teale doesn't want to see any visitors today."
This had never happened before, and Densha was very surprised. He asked the servant to go and get Eugenio. But when Eugenio arrived, he said the same thing. Then he added,
"I think the ladies are a little tired today."
He looked at Densha and smiled a strange little smile. Eugenio was always polite, but Densha knew that he did not approve of him. Eugenio knew that Densha only came to see Millie because he was interested in her money. Densha turned away. It was raining hard, and there was a cold wind. No boats could go out in the awful weather, and the boatmen had nothing to do. They stood under the bridges, waiting for the rain to stop. Densha pulled his umbrella down over his head and walked quickly to St. Mark's Square. It was empty because everyone was inside the cafes, out of the rain. As Densher passed Florian's, a famous cafe, he looked quickly through the window. Then he had a terrible shock. Lord Mark was sitting at a small table, reading a newspaper. Densher looked again, and at the same time, Lord Mark looked up and saw him. The two men stared at each other without smiling. Then Lord Mark looked away and started reading his newspaper again. Densher walked on, still feeling shocked. Why has Lord Mark come back to Venice? He thought. Did he go and see Millie? Did he say something that upset her? Densher did not want to go back to the Palazzo Leporelli because he did not want Eugenio to send him away again. So for the next 2 days, he stayed mostly at home, waiting for a message from Millie. But none came. Then, on the afternoon of the third day, Susan Stringham came to his lodgings. It was still raining hard, and Mrs. Stringham's heavy coat was very wet. Densher took her umbrella, and she came inside, looking sad and worried. Small rivers of rainwater ran down her face. "How's Millie?" Densher asked immediately. "She's worse," said Mrs. Stringham sadly. "She's turned her face to the wall." "Is she dying?" asked Densher. At first, Mrs. Stringham did not reply. But then she said, "So you know." "Know what?" thought Densher. "That Millie's dying?" But he just said, "Does she talk about me?" "She doesn't talk about anything," said Mrs. Stringham. "I've never seen her like this. She always wanted to live before. But now she's so quiet. She doesn't seem to care about anything. The doctor can't do much. So I sent a telegram to Sir Luke Strett, and he'll be here on Thursday." "Does she hate me?" asked Densher. "I don't know," replied Mrs. Stringham. "She never talks about you." Densher walked over to the window and looked out at the rain. "Is there anything I can do?" he asked. "Would she allow me to visit her?" Mrs. Stringham looked at him in surprise. "Do you want to visit her?" she asked. "I want to help her," said Densher.
"Then there's one thing that you can do for her," replied Mrs. Stringham. "You can tell her that it isn't true."
"I don't understand. Tell her what isn't true?" Suddenly, Densher felt worried and afraid. Mrs. Stringham looked surprised.
"What Lord Mark told her," she said. "Don't you know what he said?"
"So, you know about his visit here," said Densher. "I saw him too. I didn't know why he was back in Venice."
"He came to see Millie," said Mrs. Stringham. "He told her that you and Kate Croy have been secretly engaged all this time. It was a terrible shock for her."
Densher did not know what to say.
"I'm only telling you what Lord Mark told her," Mrs. Stringham said gently. "I think he thought that Millie should know the truth, and that perhaps it would help her to love him in time."
"I don't think that he meant to hurt her."
"No," said Densher. "He wanted to hurt me. When I visited Millie in September, he was leaving the palazzo as I arrived. She was very happy to see me, and he was angry and jealous. But there's something I don't understand. Why does Lord Mark think that Kate and I are engaged?
He went back to England after his last visit, said Mrs. Stringham. Someone there probably told him.
He came a long way to see Millie, said Densher. Did he know that she has only a few months to live?
Yes. And that's probably why he wanted to marry her, said Mrs. Stringham.
Densher felt very embarrassed and uncomfortable in front of this good woman. He stared out of the window. I'm doing the same as Lord Mark, he thought. I'm just as bad as he is.
Mrs. Stringham was watching him. Can you tell Millie that it isn't true about you and Miss Croy? She asked. Because that might give her a reason to live.
But Densher could not give Mrs. Stringham an answer. The situation had become too much for him, and he could not bear it any more.
Oh!
He cried in a voice full of pain.